Hello everyone, my name is Leo, I'm from 10th 3, I'm the librarian. Now I'm introducing you guys with a book called The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I can't say this book is such a brilliant masterpiece, done by the most intelligent author in the world, and the concept it illustrates doesn't have an enormous effect on the development of all human beings, but what I want to say is that this book is worth reading. There are two factors that show why this book appeals to teenagers. First, the language that it uses is kind of easier than books like Pride and Prejudice or To Kill a Mockingbird. However, this doesn't make it super easy. In fact, there are still some words that we have to look up in the dictionary for their definitions, such as the names for some objects or unfamiliar action verbs. In addition, because we are not Americans, we might be confused with the phrase and idiom the author wrote. This is the only part that will challenge the readers. Clearly, that's not a big deal, right? The author used pictures and simple diary-like words to illustrate the way that a little kid will think when they react to different situations, like being forced to go to swimming pool, breaking up with his best friend, receiving a dog as their birthday present, or sort of incidents. The family that this kid belongs to isn't a rich one, so there's no possibility you guys will see that his father bought the whole amusement park just for his son. Actually, the setting for most of the reader gives a glimpse to the life of a traditional American kid in a traditional American family. I think the reading of this book won't be very hard for most of the students in 10th grade, and you guys definitely will have the chance to laugh after reading something very funny. This means most people can treat this book as a book rather than a word prison that people have to conquer. I believe by reading this book, people can hopefully understand that reading an English book isn't so hard at all. All you guys have to do is trying it. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.